Blog Talk Radio.
Radio's A Date with Destiny for Monday, January the 18th. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. This broadcast is being sponsored by Masterminds LLC, inspiring and empowering people to achieve a greater destiny. Happy New Year, everyone. We've rolled into 2016, and I don't know about you, but 2015 was just kind of a whiz for me. It just kind of like just flew by. So I'm grateful to see another year, and I'm grateful to be able to be here to share some more love with you all. And we're super excited this evening about our guest. Tonight we have sharing with us Miss Stephanie Mills, who will tell us about her new hit single, Afraid to Love, featuring KC of KC and JoJo, and you will get a chance to hear that in just a short minute. To receive and download this podcast, simply go to the iTunes store, click on podcast, and type in A Date with Destiny. Also, follow us on Twitter at Lise101. That's L-Y-S-E 101. If you would like to become a sponsor or to get more exposure for your literary work or business, you can send a message via my website, info@yourdestinyawaits.net, or via my Facebook page, facebook.com/A Date with Destiny 101. Now, we will be bringing to you an icon in the music industry, a phenomenal woman that has been empowering women through her music for decades. Stephanie Mills first came to fame as the little girl with the big voice, as the star of the hit Broadway play The Wiz. She had many, many R&B hits, such as I Have Learned to Respect the Power of Love, I Feel Good All Over, which is another one of my favorites, You're Putting a Rush on Me, Something in the Way You Make Me Feel, and my all-time favorite, absolute all-time favorite, Home. Along with, she also has one certified million-selling single, Never Knew Love Like This Before. In addition, she also had 5 gold albums, What You Gonna Do With My Lovin', Sweet Sensation, Stephanie, If I Were Your Woman, and, of course, Home. Stephanie recently appeared in the new adaptation of The Wiz, which was done live on TV. And if you missed it, you need to go back and try to find it so that you can look at it, because it was amazing. She is back promoting her new single, Afraid to Love, featuring KC of KC and JoJo. And A Date with Destiny is so honored to bring to you now Miss Stephanie Mills. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello. How are you?
Girl, I am absolutely fabulous. How about yourself?
I am, too. It's good. It's 2016, good new year. I'm happy.
Yes, ma'am. It's a little chilly right now. I don't know what part of the world you're in, but where we are, it is cold.
Oh, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's cold. It doesn't usually get so cold, but it's cold here, but I love it.
Okay, well, see, I'm a winter child, too, so it's not too bad for me, but the wind, the wind can go. I don't need the wind. But before we get started, Miss Stephanie, I just want to take a minute to say thank you for being with us. We are so honored and deeply grateful to have you sharing with us today.
Thank you. I'm honored that you want to talk to me, so let's go.
let me tell you something, okay? You are, and I'm not just saying this just to be saying it, but you are one of my absolute all-time favorites. Absolute all-time favorites. And I'm trying to be cool right now, you know, because I'm doing the show and everything. But, yeah, I mean, I just grew up watching you. I grew up with you, actually. And so just watching you perform and sing has been a blessing in my life. So I'm just absolutely thrilled to have you on. And I'm thrilled to know that you've got a single out.
Yes,
and I've listened to it over and over.
Oh, good. Do you like it?
I love it. I love it. Tell us how that came about, and tell us how it came about with KC.
Well, see, Cedric, I call him Cedric, but, you know, everybody knows him as KC.
Okay.
KC and I are cousins, and we both
live in
Charlotte, North Carolina. And Hiram Hicks, who's guiding my career and my business partner, brought the song to me and said he thought it should be a duet. And we mulled over who should be duet partners. And then Casey came on the radio singing one of them Jodeci songs. And Hiram said, that's your duet partner. And we got in touch with Casey and went in the studio and recorded it.
Oh, my God. And it is amazing because he,
you
know, he's a phenomenon within himself. I mean, oh, my God.
Absolutely.
And I'm so glad that, and I'm so glad to hear that he's doing something with.
Yeah, I think he's one of the greatest R&B singers there are out there, really.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Now, can we expect to hear more from him?
Oh, yes. I think he's going to be coming with a solo project very soon, yes.
Awesome. Well, he's going to have to come on here and talk to us, you know, and let us know what he's
doing.
Sure we would love to have
him. I'm sure he will.
Well, now tell us now. You're on tour, or are you getting ready to start your tour?
I'm getting ready to start my tour. I do the Soul Train Cruise, which is from February 1st to the 6th. Then I do the Beacon, and Hiram just gave me some of my dates. We booked until I'd say November, October. This year, so I'm going to be really, really, really busy.
Well, are you coming to the Baltimore or D.C. area? Please say yes.
Yes,
please.
I am coming to the Baltimore or D.C. area. I am, and I'm on my iPad right now trying to look for the dates that he just gave me so I can give them to you.
Please do, because guess what? I'm going to be front and center.
Are you?
Oh, my God. Yes, that is so wonderful. So, yeah, well, we got a few minutes, you know, so before we go, hopefully you'll find that date, and because, yeah, I'll definitely be there to see that. So tell me, how does it feel to be back in the studio, Stephanie?
Oh, my God, it's wonderful to be in the studio. It's really wonderful. Mm-hmm. I enjoy recording. I enjoy working with KC and of course, working with Mr. Hicks. I'm having a good time to do something relevant and still keep my signature sound. I'm having the best time of my life. And coming off The Wiz, you know, doing the 40th anniversary of The Wiz and playing Auntie M, I mean, I couldn't have a better end of a year coming into a new year.
Yeah, well, you know, that was my next thing to talk about that. I mean, how amazing was that? That, to me, was just absolutely amazing, because I remember when the first, production, you know, of The Wiz on stage.
In,
so, you know, yeah, I'm kind of dating myself. But,
and
just to see this come out again, you know, in live TV at that, I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
I know. It is amazing. It really, really is amazing. So I had a good time, you know, with Mary J. Blige and Queen Latifah, Common, Neo, David Allen Greer. I mean, we just had a wonderful time. And then introducing Shanice Williams. And passing the torch on to her was just wonderful.
Yes. Yes. Now, tell me about that young lady, because she just, I mean, wow. When she opened up her mouth, I'm like, okay, yeah, she's got it. She has definitely got it.
She looked
like she was easy enough to, like, kind of coach along, like she didn't mind taking direction.
Oh, no. And Kenny Leon, who was the director, did a brilliant job in directing us. Oh, he was wonderful to work with. Everybody, the producers, Greg Sedan and Neil. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And for you to be there and be such an integral part of it, I mean, it's like, wow. I can only imagine the cast just bowing down and just like, okay, Stephanie, you know, we're here with you. So it's got to be more amazing for them than it was for you.
I think it was more amazing for me to be around all those amazing people. You know, I
really
do. I think it was just more amazing for me. Yes, yes.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And, you know, that brings me to another thing, Stephanie. I heard an interview that you did once, and you talked about some of the people who kind of mentored you along. And, you know, when I think about the young artists of today, they're missing so much. I mean, there's just – and I'm just going to just say it. I'm going to put it out there. I feel like there's some – you know, there's no depth to the music today, like it was of yesterday. And
really?
I heard like some of the, I do, I feel like some of the songs that you sang, even some of the ones that I mentioned earlier, they are empowering to women. You know what I mean? They don't put women down. And it's like, you know, you talk about love, you talk about the hope of love, you talk about love, you know, and I think that's kind of missing a little bit for me. You know, and then when I heard in one of your interviews when you said that some of the women like Ella Fitzgerald and Lena Horne and Pearl Bailey, what?
Yeah.
They
kind of
like, you had a chance.
Yeah, I had a chance to like talk to them, and they came to see The Wiz and gave me little tidbits and advice and all. And I cherish that, you know, for someone like Lena Horne and Ella Fitzgerald and Pearl Bailey to come and see the show and then say, don't worry, you know, there'd be a little bit of sadness or whatever, but just keep on going and stay strong and give those kind of words of wisdom. But I do appreciate the artistry of our entertainers today. You know, it's just a different time. It's a different time.
It is.
But I think that the artistry is brilliant with some of the things that they're doing.
Yeah, there are some. And you know what I miss? I miss live music. You know, I miss instruments.
Now, I miss that. You know, the Earth, Wind, and Fires and
all
of that. Because you came up with Stevie Wonder and Earth, Wind, and Fire and Aretha Franklin and Gladys and myself and all of us. That was live music and our instruments in the studio. We were live with the band. So it's different. It's a little different.
It's a little different. And they do. Don't get me wrong. They do have some very talented artists out there. I just wish that, you know, they would put more music out. And like you said, it's a different time. It's just a different time. Yeah. But you talked about love and the importance of relationships. And I can hear it in your music. When you sing, so tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the things that really inspire you, you know, to that made you sing some of these songs.
You know, it's not that I've had great love relationships. I just think that I'm in love with the word love. I love to love, and I think that, you know, I love my friends. But I haven't had a really good relationships. But I just still haven't given up on love. I'm a romantic to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good.
Yeah. And I have a beautiful son who will be 15 in February, and he gives me so much joy and so much love. And I just, you know, I just think it's funny because Anita and I were talking the other day, Anita Baker, and it was just after Natalie died, and we were talking about her and talking about how we need to, as women in the business, just love on each other. Because so many times we get busy and touring and recording, and we just need to love on each other. So love is important. It really is important, whether it's with a man or whether it's your mother, your sister, your brother, your friends. It's important to have that nurturing there.
Yes, it is. And this year with A Date with Destiny, we're going to be doing all year long actually more on talking about self-love, because I believe it starts with self. you know,
oh,
and
yes,
so I,
it does.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people out here who, you know, they're not loving up on themselves, and if you can't love yourself, then you're not going to be able to really fully love anybody else. So I'm looking forward to this year and just putting that message, just driving that message home.
Yeah.
About love.
That's important.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's kind of hard for people to love themselves because they beat up on themselves so much. But
yes,
you have to love yourself. You have to let things go and just let it be and go on. You know, you just have to go on.
Well, girl, look, that brings us, because I'm looking at my time. I'm trying to keep to the thing. But let's talk about home. Look, we're going to bring it home with home.
Okay.
Tell us, please, just tell us, because I just want to hear it from your mouth. How in the world did that song come about? And I think, I believe that no one else could have sang that song but you.
Wow.
So tell us how that song came about.
That song was written by Charlie Smalls, who wrote all the music in The Wiz. And Charlie... And I think of it as a gift now. You know, sometimes when you're young and you're going through things in the rehearsal of The Wiz, you don't think of it as a precious time. But now as I'm older and you look back on that time, you're like, God, was that a precious time.
Woo.
And he literally sat down at the piano and taught me that song. But that's really how that song came along, because Judy Garland had Over the Rainbow. So they wanted me to have a signature song like that.
Woo.
And he wrote... And he wrote Home.
Girl, and a signature song it is. I have you
a
on
a signature
rotation.
Song it is. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I have you on rotation on YouTube. And you performed at, it was a Sinbad thing that you performed with.
In Aruba.
Live Summer Jam.
Yes,
girl, that thing right there, I said, oh, she was feeling it. She was feeling it. Girl, I look at that thing a lot, and I'm like, Stephanie, that song is spiritual. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it is spiritual. It is spiritual. It is. It really is spiritual. It is.
Yeah, and I just thank you for blessing us with that. Well, we're getting ready to run out of time, so I'm a woman of my word. I'm only going to keep you from the time we said, but I just want to make sure. Oh, and you know what? One more thing too. I said, if I ever had a chance to talk with you, I just wanted you to know, you know how some people say that they have a twin running around?
Yes.
Well, you literally do. You have a mini me running around out here. And she's now in California. Her name is Danielle Fiers, F-I-E-R-S. And you can find her on YouTube, Facebook, and all of that. But Stephanie, that young lady, every time I see her, she was a good friend of my son's, and every time I see her, she reminds me of you. Stature, voice, just this big voice coming out of this little person, and she's amazing.
Wow.
So I said, you know what? If I ever get a chance to talk to Stephanie, I was going to let her know that she's definitely got a twin out here somewhere.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I think everybody has a twin.
I think so, too. I haven't run into mine yet, but I know she's out there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. And if you found that date for Baltimore, I would love to know.
I will. You know what? I'm going to put you on speaker and then look on my phone because I can't. Hold on.
Okay.
Are
That's
you there?
Fine. I have. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
I'm going to look, and because I want to give it to you. I know you want to know what it is. And let me see, Baltimore.
I appreciate it because that's going to be one of the things that I'm definitely going to do.
Okay, Baltimore, Maryland, that's Sunday the 5th, Sunday of May 6th at Royal Farms.
Oh, okay. Sunday, May 6th, okay, at Royal Farms. Wonderful.
It's May 8th.
May 8th, okay.
Yes, at Royal
Monday,
Farm.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard that Stephanie Mills is going to be here with us in Baltimore on May 8th at the Royal Farm Theater. That's a Sunday.
Yes.
So
put
that up, save the date, because she's going to be here with us. So,
yes,
Ms. Stephanie, thank you. I'm sorry, say it again.
Huh?
No, did you say something? I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm still here.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I just want to, it's time. The time has run out because I could keep you on the phone for another half an hour just talking and sharing. But I really just want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on and share. I'm going to play your song after we
Afraid
get off.
To Love.
You know, after,
okay.
Yes, Afraid to Love. We're going to play that for everybody. And I want people to, after they listen to it, send me a message via my Facebook page or my website just to let us know that you heard it, you know, what you thought about it. We would love to hear from you. And hopefully, Stephanie, one day you will come back and chat with us again when we got a little bit more time. And then this way we can, like, the next time we'll talk about a little bit more depth about self-love and all that kind of girl stuff.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, sweetie. And you enjoy the rest of your day, and we love you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Stephanie Mills, and we are so excited that she was with us. And right now I want you to just sit back and enjoy. We are getting ready to play for you her latest single, Afraid to Love, by Miss Stephanie Mills and KC of KC and Joe.
Determine my feelings, the spite of everything that I've been through, the lying, the cheating, the attitudes. Since then I made up my mind, I won't let another guy. Some might think I'm crazy, to all my ladies who've been hurt by love, and you've just had enough.
Was Afraid to Love by Miss Stephanie Mills and KC of KC and JoJo. Wow, it is so good to hear her voice again and know that she's back in the studio making music. Once again, Miss Stephanie Mills, she's going to be in Baltimore, we just found out, on May the 8th, and that's a Sunday, at the Royal Farms Center here in Baltimore, Maryland. So save the date. I know I am. It's already on my calendar. Can't wait. Stephanie Mills. You know, I also, before I go forward, I just want everyone to know, those of you who just listened to the song, please just go on Facebook if you have a Facebook account to @DateWithDestiny/101 and just send us a message and let us know what you thought about the song. We would love to hear from you. You can also go to my website, info@yourdestinyawaits.net. Send us a message. We would love to hear from you. Okay, so, wow, okay, I just got finished talking to Stephanie. Yes, I'm very excited about that. You guys have no idea. I just love her. She's such a warm person, and I can't wait till she comes to Baltimore in May. That's pretty exciting. But then we wouldn't expect anything less from, she's just amazing. She's just absolutely amazing. KC, of course, didn't disappoint either, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from him. He has an amazing voice. So that was a great matchup. And I'm very excited for both of them and wish them both much, much success with this song. Once again, Happy New Year, everyone, and what a way to start off the new year with our amazing guest, Miss Stephanie Mills. I also want to recognize today being Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, which for me is always a time of reflection and just to sit back and to sometimes listen to a few of his speeches, and, you know, because we never want to forget. We want to move forward at the same time, but at least, you know, when we sit back and we listen to some of his speeches, it helps us to remember how far we have come, and we have come a great ways. We still have a great way to go, but, yeah, we have come a long way. So I just wanted to put that out there as well. This year is going to be all about love. As I said earlier when talking with Stephanie, we will be focusing more on returning back to love, the love of self, which helps us to lead us to a more fulfilling and joyful life. And self-love will open up the gates of heaven, oh my gosh, and it will bless you with an abundance of peace, abundance of light and love. And it's only when we return to that kind of love, the love of self, when we can learn how to forgive ourselves for not loving ourselves, we can stop beating up and being so hard on ourselves, and then we can truly start to learn and to forgive others. So this year, I'm very excited about the things that we have to share with you going forward. It's really going to be an exciting year. So I'm just going to segue right now and play another one of Miss Stephanie's songs, which is to learn to respect the power of love. Miss Stephanie Mills, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That was another amazing song, actually a classic by Miss Stephanie Mills, The Power of Love. Woo, that takes me back. You know, I love music. I love music, period. I love good music, meaningful music, and I love, you know, new artists. And I talking with Stephanie earlier, you know, I had to sit back as I was listening to this because I'm an old school, you know, I'm old school, but I'm also new school. But I just have such respect for the music of, you know, the older generation, the generation that I grew up with. But I love me some Jill Scott. Jill, if you're listening, I would love to have you on the show one day. Alicia Keys, Jennifer Hudson, those are some of my favorites. I love Adele, the late Whitney Houston. So there's so many musicians of today, especially women, that are very empowering with their music. And since we're on a roll with Miss Stephanie today, I want to do another song right now. Because her music actually, I mean, this, the title of the song is just like, whew, I feel good all over. Yeah, that's how her music makes me feel. So I hope it does the same for you. Take a listen.
Oh,
Another classic, I Feel Good All Over by Miss Stephanie Mills. I don't know about you, but yeah, that does it for me. That's another great one, great classic by Stephanie. And in a few short minutes, we're going to play one more, which is my all-time favorite. So that concludes our show for this evening. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. Shout out to my family who are always loving and supporting me, and also to my friends and colleagues in all of my social networking sites. Once again, a big thank you to Miss Stephanie Mills for taking the time to share a big part of your journey and some of your wisdom with us. We are eternally grateful for you because we know that knowledge is power, and when we know better, we do better. Also, don't forget to stop by my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101, and follow us on Twitter at lyse101. That's lyse101. In a few short weeks, we will talk with three-time Grammy Award-winning musician Miss Terry Lynn Carrington. She is a genius at her craft, and we are excited to have her come on and share with us. So stay tuned for the information on that upcoming show. I want to leave you with one of my all-time favorite songs, Home by Stephanie Mills. So just close your eyes, sit back, and think of home, wherever that may be for you. This song will bless your very soul if you allow it to. So your mission, ladies and gentlemen, if you choose to accept it, is take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation. Seek God and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Once again, I'm Lyse M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place, a place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz, a journey I'll never forget.
When I